If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogu and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on throw was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
The Big Three. Global Edition on Hard Facts.
All right, the Big Three Global Edition is on Friday. I guess my producer is very excited about that. Anyways, look out for the Big Three Global Edition Fridays from 3 p.m. But right now, it's Balogun and Broad. Let's talk about loan apps. Are they getting bolder? Before the new year, we talked about this on a couple of episodes. Here's today's business hard fact. According to Dun and Broad Street credit bureaus, only 2% of Nigerians have access to institutional credit. 2%. 2%. So out of every 50 Nigerians, only one can go to a bank or other formal lender and get a loan. I say that to show you why these loan apps have such a high supply of customers. People need loans, but they don't have the credit history or the collateral to access them from a bank who won't send messages to all your phone contacts telling them that you're an armed robber. Or they'll share your personal information with the world. That's what happened to a borrower recently. One of his contacts brought the story to Twitter. He said, quote, "A loan app just sent a message about a defaulting customer. They have included the person's name, pictures, number, date of birth, bank account number, ATM card number, next of kin name and number, all sent out via WhatsApp BC. In a sane country, the ensuing lawsuit would clean them out. 36K loan to repay 52K in 14 days, end quote. If you're watching our live stream at the moment, I'm showing you what this Twitter user allegedly shared. What this Twitter user shared that allegedly came from the loan app. Apparently, the borrower was 3 days late in repaying the loan. And on the third day of default, the creditor sent this obituary message to all his phone contacts. The guy who brought the case to Twitter also posted screenshots of the messages. If you're watching our live stream on Facebook or YouTube, we're showing you the screenshots right now. It's really something. They sent out the borrower's name, his date of birth, his BVN number. BVN number, where did they tell us, say, make we guard them jealously. They sent it out. They also sent the names of his family members. This is why I'm asking the question, are loan apps getting bolder? Last month, I spoke to Olufemi Daniel about this. He's the lead for regulations, monitoring and compliance at NITDA. Remember that NITDA regulates all ICT companies, including the loan apps. Let me remind you what he had to say when we spoke.
Welcome to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sandra. It's a pleasure being here.
Back in August, NITDA fined a loan app company for violating NDPR provisions. What exactly is the NDPR and what specifically are loan apps not allowed to do in terms of accessing and using borrower data from their phones under the NDPR?
Yes, the NDPR means Nigeria Data Protection Regulation. It is actually a subsidiary regulation made, you know, pursuant to the Section 6C of the NIDA Act. What the NDPR basically says is that in the modern digital economy, data, the personal information of you and I and all of our of the listeners here, your data is the most important and most significant economic asset that we have now. you know, because we engage a lot with the digital space and the technology companies, big tech organizations, small organizations are using the data and information they have about you and me to actually design products and design things of value that is giving value to themselves, giving value to government, giving value to even criminal organizations.
Right.
So the use of data right now is one of the most important business assets that anybody could have. So the NDPR is saying that if you are using data for whatever purpose or reason, you should have an ethical bound to the use of that data.
Right.
So that's what the NDPR generally is all about. And it was issued 2019.
Right.
And talking about the lending apps, mm-hmm. I think the first thing we need to mention is that the idea of lending to people is a very good thing.
Right.
And we observed during the height of the corona lockdown,
right,
that a lot of people started reaching out, in a kind of frustration. They needed help, and some of the lending companies started filling in that gap,
right,
which was obvious globally.
Right.
However, the approach, the manner, the business model that many of the lending companies were using, it has been very, very unethical. It has caused it has created more problems than the solution he tried to bring about.
Right.
So that's the reason why we needed to intervene in aid of the Nigerian citizen.
Mm. Now, what specifically are they not allowed to do in terms of accessing and using borrower data from their phones under the NDPR? These loan apps, what are they not supposed to do specifically?
Fantastic. So number one is that if I am not part of a transaction under general legal principles,
mm-hmm.
if I am not a guarantor to a particular loan, credit,
mm-hmm.
I am not expected to be contacted, about that.
Mm.
But even taking it further, I think it's good for me to explain to your listeners, how this whole thing happens.
Right.
What happens is that when someone applies for a loan, the lending company tells you to download an application on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they tell you, you agree to this and you click.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, research has shown that most people do not, read those terms and conditions, including it's difficult. Even you cannot even read all the applications you use. You could possibly not have read all the terms and conditions anyway.
Right,
so
right.
You are click agree, and then it moves on, and then you get the loan maybe in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, or something
mm-hmm.
of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
This application, because we are a technology regulator, and of course many people who are into technology would understand, this application has a lot of functionality. It has the ability to be able to have access to your contact list. So what happens is that immediately, so they tell you to take to do a direct debit. You take a direct debit from a bank. Let me make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
A direct debit is a promise. You place like 12 o'clock on so and so date, you are going to remove 3,000 naira from my account and take to this other account. That is a direct debit instruction to your bank.
Right.
So you have the app on your phone. You have the direct debit instruction with your bank.
Mm-hmm.
On the day that your balance, your credit, your payment is due,
mm-hmm.
the direct debit would kick in. If there's no money, sufficient money, or there's no money in that account, what happens is that automatically the app is notified, and the app automatically begins to send these prepared message
mm-hmm.
to all the people on your contact list.
Right.
So, take for example, Sandra, I have you probably on my phone now,
mm-hmm.
and I have taken a loan,
mm-hmm.
and this application comes. You begin to get these messages saying that, Femi has collected a loan and mm-hmm. is on the run, and mm-hmm. we are going to catch him and that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have even gone further to threaten these
people
on your contact.
Right.
who never had any inkling about what has happened.
Right.
But to even go a step further, mm-hmm. one of the things we've even found now is that the application even has ability, number one, to transfer data outside of Nigeria. Number two, it has the ability to read your screen messages. One of the things, one of the issues we've investigated is such that the lending companies were threatening the young person who collected the loan, saying that, yes, we know your uncle just did this and did that.
Wow.
Based on the SMS. Yes. And they were threatening that they were coming for him and coming after the uncle.
Wow.
So this tells you that these have gone beyond just what, you know, the
That sounds like a gross invasion of privacy to me.
Exactly. It's actually very devious. Yes.
Now, even after the fine back in August, because I mentioned that NITDA fined a loan app company for violating NDPR provisions back in August, even after the fine, we're still seeing loan apps collecting contact data without consent, sending messages to these contacts. What should customers do, you know, if one of these apps... if they take a loan from one of these apps, what can they do to protect their data? You know, the customers of one of these loan apps, what can they do to protect their data?
Sandra, what I would suggest, and of course you have a very large, you know, listenership,
yeah,
is that we need to now take a step back. What has happened has happened. The corona period was a very trying period for everybody.
Right.
But it's not worth destroying your credibility, your job, you know, your family, because we've seen a lot of things. We've seen matrimonial issues arising out of these lending operations.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen people losing their jobs. We've seen people, I mean, so many stories you can't actually stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't, you know, be discussing on air,
mm-hmm.
about what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would suggest is that before you take that, you know, free loan, mm-hmm. or something like that,
collateral
be very,
free
very
loan.
Careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, collateral free loan, you have to be very careful. You have to really look at it. Do I really, really need this? One of the case that actually led to this fine of Shoko loan, the guy took only 13,000.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who takes 13,000, you can imagine that person, if he had maybe alternatives, he wouldn't even have gone, you know, to take a loan from a loan shark.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also say that as of this afternoon, there are organizations who are actually doing this thing ethically.
Right.
So what we are trying to do, because our goal in NITDA is not about just, you know, imposing fines. That is actually the last bit of what we want to do. What we want to do is to ensure that those who are, you know, innovating, using technology for their businesses, are doing it in a sustainable manner.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more people have trust in the digital economy, the better for all of us, and the more, you know, scalable our resources and, you know, innovators would be. So there are people who are actually doing it correctly. So what we have tried to do, we are approaching it from different angles. Last week, Tuesday, we had a meeting with the Federal Consumer Protection and Competition Commission, EFCC, ICPC, and Central Bank, and we all agreed to work together to be able to have a coalition national approach to resolving this matter.
Mm. And so this was last year. I spoke with Olufemi Daniel about this. You just heard the lead for regulations, monitoring, and compliance at NITDA, and we spoke about this back in November 2021, right? And you hear what he's saying, and I told you that they have already fined one loan app, and you heard him say that the loan that led to that fine was 13,000 naira. And yet some other loan apps are still doing this. That's why I'm asking, what is making them this bold? I'm leaving this in your hands, Lagos. Do you think loan apps are getting bolder? Remember, the story that we're looking at today is this Twitter user who shared that one of his contacts borrowed money from a loan app, and that loan app sent out the contact's name, pictures, number, date of birth, bank account number, ATM card number, next of kin name and number. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing it to you right now on Facebook. Of course, I don't have the numbers out there on Facebook. I blacked all of them out, but I'm showing you the information that this loan app sent out to the contacts on a debtor's WhatsApp. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. All of these pieces of information sent out via WhatsApp. The borrower was 3 days late in repaying the loan. I mean, I don't know why you'll be 3 days late in repaying your loan, Sha. But is 3 days late repaying a loan enough reason to do what this loan company did? Do you know that on the third day, the creditor sent his obituary message to all his phone contacts? They sent out an obituary message. That's how we heard about this story. So are they getting bolder? What needs to be done to better regulate them? You heard Nita say that they're working in collaboration with CBN and a few other regulators to try and put a stop to this, to try and protect Nigerians, protect consumers. They're working with FCCB as well. And in the meantime, they're advising Nigerians to not just borrow from any loan app. There are some loan companies that are doing these things ethically, but there are others that do not care and will dox you. Doxing is what happens when they put out your entire information at a time when you're supposed to be protecting your ATM card number, your BVN, etc., etc. A loan company is sending it via WhatsApp. My God. Call me from Broad Street. Call me from Balogun Street. 0700-993-993-993. You're listening to Balogun on Broad. It's our business segment on Hard Facts. Every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, we bring you this segment. And we talk to you about all the stories in the news, all the issues in the news, and how they affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. This is the realest business show on radio. 01465-7190. If you're a woman, call that number. If you're a man, call us on 0700-993-993-993. What needs to be done to better regulate these loan apps? And what do you think of this situation where they sent out an obituary for somebody who was owing them and had defaulted by 3 days? 99.3, hello.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Ade. How are you?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad I could call in. You see, I've been wanting to report this loan app.
Okay.
One, I've been a victim.
Okay.
Like last year, when I had issue, I borrowed money to fix my car.
Okay.
And it didn't work. Started calling my contact. How they got my cousin's contact. People that I hold in high regards that also regard me, they started calling them, sending. I see all those things on my phone. Number one of them is iMoney, and those people of cash, old cash. They are very lousy the way they talk to you. And I'm like, how did you get my contact? Even if I have delayed payment, do you know that when you delay in making payment, Sandra, they charge 2.5%. Now, if your payment is delayed, they are still making money off you. And I don't see the reason why you go into my contact and start sending bad messages. I mean, this is just basically defamation of character. And I don't know. And also, after I've made off payment, what happens to my data that they have pulled out of my phone?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all the contact they have access to?
Mm-hmm.
SMS they have read?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the government? What's the government doing about data data privacy?
Mm.
I think all of this needs to be looked at. Because one, I have recording. I'm not just talking based on. I have recording of phone conversation when they would call and start insulting because of how much. I don't think I've owned. Started insulting me. We need to seriously look at it because a lot of people are into this mess and we need to holistically deal with it. There has to be regulation that will reduce all this menace. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here. You didn't leave your name, but you say you work In a credit company, most of the supposed lending apps are not registered in Nigeria and they are operating illegally. I have a friend who works in one of these shady apps. She told me that the company is owned by a Chinese and they will never give you their address because they know that they are operating illegally. A structured loan company will never defame any customer the way the loan apps do. So why are they being allowed to operate? They're operating illegally. Is there no way to get them? I mean, pretend like you're a customer who wants a loan and, you know, carry out sting operations and get them to pay? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. In the last week, they sent me text messages about someone I supposedly know. And just a few hours ago, they sent me this through WhatsApp. Celeste Naba sent us a screenshot of one of these messages that they send out. So this particular one reads, "This fraudulent person and wife are thieves who took money from a company and refused to repay. He sent a fake receipt claiming to have paid and it was confirmed from bank to be forged. And he has always been given excuse to be in the hospital since last year. The public is warned of this person as he is known to be a dangerous thief. He will be caught and face the law. Proof of this available if he denies this." My God. And the big question always is, well, what happens after I repay the loan? My reputation has been damaged. You have doxed me. You have put my information out there, my BVN, my ATM card number, all of it out there for anybody who wants to farm data to farm my data.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigerian Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on Tro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
It's 5:38. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And before the break, we talked about some loan apps sharing sensitive private data of borrowers when they don't repay in time. But some of them are going further than this. They are actually declaring their defaulting customers dead. Yeah, you heard me. We're seeing multiple reports on social media and in the press of loan apps sending obituary messages to all the contacts of a debtor as soon as he or she defaults. Obviously, the goal of these drastic messages is to shame the borrower into paying the money back. But does it work? I've asked this question before. When we first talked about this on the show last year, I asked the question, does it work? Does it work? Does shame work on an onibesi? Do you know anyone who has tried to borrow from these apps? Did they default? Did they share their information? What happened afterwards? Now, the loan apps say that they're just giving loans to people who didn't qualify for formal credit. After all, these borrowers don't have collateral. So if they run away, the lender doesn't have the means to look for to go and hook them and get their money back. If there was collateral, the lender can just seize it, sell it, get their refund. But since this is not the case in Nigeria, what is the way forward? Can there be a lending business model that protects the lender from default while also protecting the borrower from tactics that damage their reputation? Or is there no solution? Should we just accept a society where the poorest and least stable citizens simply have no access to loans and must live from hand to mouth? I'm leaving this one in your hands. Are they getting bolder, these loan apps? Is there an ethical way to provide credit to lower income or informal sector Nigerians without collateral? Call me from Balogun Street, 0700-993-993-993. Call me from Broad Street, 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. Share your thoughts there. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yes, Michael from Ikotun.
Welcome, Michael. Turn your radio off, then go ahead.
Yes, I've done that.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, I was listening to your program, and as soon as I tuned you, just what you were discussing, a message was sent to my WhatsApp page, just discussing that one of my cousins borrowed from a loan app company, and they displayed his contact, his age, his information. This same thing happened, about 3 weeks ago, and I corrected him, but I'm so surprised that the same thing happened just now as we're discussing it. So I had to just go to try call back and said, I think the government needs to do something serious about this. I have received about 5 to 4 persons that this same thing happens to. And they will call me back and say, they have already paid some of the loan, but they have just to pay some days. And they even paid extra, which I think is not reasonable in our society of today.
Well, if you take a loan, usually you take the loan with interest if you borrow from a lending company. And you are supposed to repay on the day that, you know, you're supposed to repay. And you're supposed to repay the entire loan because the agreement is to repay the entire loan. Now, the question is, how does the lending company recoup their money in an ethical way when they give you a loan without collecting collateral? That's where the problem lies.
I think there should be a column where they will say, okay, if you delay for so day, then this will happen. Because I don't think these borrowers are being notified of the repercussion, how they will retrace back or recover back their money. So defaulting for 2-3 days and you take it viral, even sending it to their private contact is dangerous to somebody like me because I'm not aware of it. I just received a message and somebody just sent it to my WhatsApp without any saying blah, 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 blah. I think it's another way of fraudulent acts which the government needs to check into.
All right, Michael, thank you very much for calling and sharing your thoughts. Women, call us on 01465-7190. IB from Chicago says, many Nigerians do not like repaying loans. Though the loan shark companies are overbearing with their approach, people should pay their loan back when they borrow. See no evil, hear no evil. I listened to a caller saying, how much is the money? How much is the money, but you borrowed the so-called how much? IB from Chicago there. Good point. Thank you very much for sending us a message via WhatsApp. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Let me come to this angle.
Okay.
Nigerians, I don't know why we like to default. And when we default and when they come after us, we start to cry foul.
Right.
I know that these people are actually, what they are doing is actually they are going overboard with it.
Yeah.
But because we do not have regulation, that is why anybody can do anything to get what it is.
Right.
That is what I see. It's just as if everybody's just playing on a field. So whatever means in which you can get your thing, you can do to get it.
Right.
This is where government is supposed to come in. But we as Nigerians, how is our integrity? How can you collect a loan and you not even pay back? That is actually, you are bending down people's company. Somebody will say, how much is the money? How much is that money? But you collected it and you're not even paying.
Right.
So this is where the problem is. Most of them, even as you're saying this thing now, people will see tomorrow, they will still go and collect. Even those of us, some of them that are even calling, some of them that are even listening, they will still go and collect. So the issue here is that when you collect and you pay, because you already know that this is what these people do. This is the way they are operating. It's not like the normal commercial bank. So you make sure, in any means you know you can, pay off. Since CBN has not come to regulate, pay off, because this thing will keep happening until they come in. So that's my own take.
Joy, thank you very much to share your take. OC from Canada says that this is a big data breach, but can we trace the root cause? Why take a loan you don't have concrete plan to pay back? So tackle the data breach, but more importantly, don't take loan whenever you like, when you can't pay back. We've got a message here. This loan app people, a lady called me from the company that I know so-and-so person, that person is my brother. I asked what happened. The next thing she said, I was a fool. Thank God I don't know their office. I would have dealt with her like a fool. I beg you, don't go and deal with anybody. We've got Jonah from Mowe who has sent me messages from a company where he borrowed 5,000 naira and they sent that message on the due date. Well, did you pay back the money that you borrowed on the due date? Because, I mean, you know that if you take a loan and you don't repay on the day that you're supposed to repay, you're a defaulter. Maybe you know. Maybe you're not fraudulent. Maybe you're not a thief. But you have defaulted on your loan. So you're in the wrong, girl. Now, the way that the company decides to get the money back from you is what we're now discussing. But whether or not you have wronged the company by refusing to pay back or being unable to pay back on the day you said you will, you are in the wrong. It's not the company's business that you couldn't pay back on the day you said you will. It's not their business that something wanting happened. It's not their problem. Their own is they had an agreement with you. We'll give you 5,000 naira today. Tomorrow you give it back to us with interest. And you agreed. And you signed the dotted line. What we're discussing now is how we can get them to get this money back from you in an ethical way. That's the conversation. Let me read more messages from WhatsApp. Chimobi Victor from Alaba International says, truth be told, the government needs to come and regulate the activities of these apps. A friend of mine was sacked from his place of work because this loan app sent his data and information. They sent the data and information of his borrower to his boss and to their office WhatsApp number. This is totally wrong. After making back this loan, what happens to the information that they've dished out? Exactly. So that's what we're talking about now, the way and manner that they go about retrieving the money that they've loaned out. But because they're not giving you, they're not collecting collateral from you, there really aren't a lot of options for them to explore. So how can they do this in an ethical fashion? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to our business segment, Balogun Abroad. Hello, thanks for calling.
Provision.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Good evening.
I'm Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, ma. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very
Happy
well.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Sandra, I think, I don't know whether they are told that this is what we are going to do when you default. Because it might be part of what they signed off, and probably they didn't know.
They didn't read, yeah.
And then you keep wondering. Somebody is angry. They brought out his name and data. It's wrong. But if you were told and you signed it, or you didn't know and you probably ignorantly signed it, I mean, it's nobody's fault.
Mm.
And for you to borrow 10,000 or 5,000, that means you've even, you know, like destroyed your borrowing levels or you know, opportunities with the people you know around you, that nobody agreed to borrow such, like they will always say, such common money.
Okay.
And even naturally, when somebody comes to you and you're like asking, you say, is it because of that small money? You know, and then these people now went in the air, you know, in the cloud, to now loan, and then doing, giving it out to them. It's wrong, but if they signed it, knowingly or unknowingly, it's nobody's fault.
Okay, all right.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling. We've got SCN on Facebook who says, the harm those loan apps have caused is too much. Some people commit suicide. Some went into depression just because of 5 to 10K loan. Government should do something about this very fast. They cannot bridge nor deform my privacy and then still expect repayment after all they have done. Yeah. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Dayo.
Hi, Dayo. Welcome.
Yes, so my take on this thing is, I know most people are calling to say, I mean, that the givers of this loan, they are overbearing. Mm-hmm. You know, the way they go to, you need to see what some of the staff of these companies go through to get back those
the money,
those money they lend. Because normally, when the loans go bad, the companies come after the staff as if they took the money themselves. You need to pay back that money. You need to refund that money. So it is really bad.
Okay.
And I think the truth is, if they've not had cases of where some people are just not responding, I don't think they would have been this far. You see a case where somebody, you borrowed money, the person is calling you non-stop to follow up on what's happening. You don't even come back to the person you're owing to say, hey, I have this challenge, just give me to this. No response. Mm-hmm. Don't pick up your calls.
Mm-hmm.
They change their line. They throw away their SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
They do all sorts. It is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I have experience. I work with a commercial bank.
Okay.
And I know that in a commercial bank, because we take collateral, even at that, the bank will tell you that we are not in the business of selling properties. You know? So I know what we go through when you take a loan and you're not able to pay. So I would say integrity level of Nigerians is really bad.
Okay.
It's only in Nigeria you will see, you will give a credit card. You say it's a credit card, yet you take a collateral. How is that a credit card? But that's the only way you can ensure to get your money back.
Right.
So I just think that, I wouldn't say they are overbearing. I just think Nigerians, we need to change. We need to be a bit more responsible. It is really bad. Like that caller said, for you to go to the loan shark to collect 10,000 naira to pay at 15% monthly, it means you've borrowed from the whole street and you've been paying them back. That's the only reason you go that far.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Someone says, I went for an interview at one of these loan apps last year. I did the interview. The next thing I knew, the HR said I should resume the next day for training. The next day I went there, I saw how they were attending to customers, abusing customers, insulting customers. I did not go again. I felt so irritated. All right. Thank you so much for sending this message in. We've got our girl in the studio with us. She, whenever she's here, you just know that you're about to hear something that will change your life. Yes.
Are you interested in upgrading your business portfolio this new year? Don't miss out on Multibank's group sports trading as a form of e-business holding this Thursday, the 20th of January at Shoregate Hotel. That's 29 Joel Ogunike Street, Ikeja. 29 Joel Ogunike Street, Ikeja. To register, text...
Hey, guys! What's going on?
To text INS to 09083686783. Text INS to 09083686783. Don't miss this free event.
All right, guys. What's going on? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll bring you the news at 6 o'clock, and then I will be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. to bring you tomorrow's Big 3. It won't be a full show because AFCON will take over my show tomorrow. But not to worry. Very soon it'll be all over, and it'll be you and me again from 3 p.m. all the way until 6 p.m. Until then, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. On Friday, we'll talk about the Nigerian lawmaker in Canada who called a police chief over a traffic stop, and now he's been asked to step aside. We'll also talk about the PM in the UK, Boris Johnson. I'm S Ezekwesili on social media. Those are your hard facts, Lagos. Good night.